Hello, this is Patrick Woodis and welcome to Poetry Non-Stop. Before we begin, here's a message for anyone listening in Norwich, especially in NR3.
Lost cat. Hi guys. Not to worry anybody, God forbid. But as part of this community, in the community Facebook page, I'd like to announce that I've seen a cat. Here is a picture of said cat. It is in my garden next to my perfect rhododendrons. But oh please, would you focus on this poor, poor cat. He is black and blue. Not physically. I mean, he is a black cat, but in an emotional sense he is blue. This cat has sad eyes. If the cat has an owner, the owner is a bad person. The cat is very thin. I can see its spine from 10 meters away. It has no collar. I imagine this is because he ate it as a last resort. Poor mite. It is looking at me. The cat is bleeding non-verbally. It is hungry. I will give him some treats left over from the last one. Here is a picture of the cat eating the treats. Yes, it is in the house now. It is the sensible thing to do. Keep it safe from the cat killers. There's always one in the news. Here is a picture of the cat eating cat food. I had to. It kept meowing, which means I am hungry and nothing else. No sign of the bad owner yet. They are probably drunk or on the bad drugs. Last call on the cat. I tried my best, showed it the door, but it's picked me now. It is laying on my chair. It is shitting on my floor. The black cat is mine and his name is Mango. Mango is asleep now. I picked her up and she tried to scratch me. We have fun. I shall take her to the vets, check for a microchip, demand it be removed. The police state is always watching me. So, Binky was picked up this morning. Stupid name. Apparently he's always doing this sort of thing. Well, I thought we were special. Last time I trust a man. You treat-stealing hussy! This thread has been reported as spam, and admin turned off commenting for this post.
You're listening to Poetry Non-Stop, and that was Brandon Webb, our second poet to feature in the Norfolk Poets series. Brandon is from Great Yarmouth, now living in Norwich. I've seen Brandon at many open mic nights, and he always stands out with his surreal sense of humour. He's recently been seen supporting Mark Grist, and has writing credits for Radio Norfolk's BBC New Comedy Show and Radio 4's News Jack. Here's a few more from Brandon, and I hope he'll join me again for chat and some more poetry. Don't forget to check out poetrynonstop.com for details of this podcast and other episodes. Here's Brandon.
It is cold and dark, and everything is shit. Merry Christmas from all the team here at This Morning. I don't feel like being creative. This feels like a chore, and I should call my nan more, but Jamie's cooking pasta for 80p a portion. I am numb. Can't keep my house above 14 degrees without going into debt, but Kelly Hobbin's on, and she's helping rich, lonely people decorate their barren souls. I haven't had a cup of tea yet. I'm going to do that now. When I finish writing this sentence, I will make a cup of tea. Right, I'm back. Got Guan's on the show. He's making those decorations you see at unbranded stores on the Christmas market. And it's finished now, and Loose Woman is up next. Charlotte Church has built a house. This is a fascinating development. still to come. The rest of my week. I'm up at 4 a.m. tomorrow. Fucking madness. Working Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. I am not a poet. And I do not write poetry. I write cynical monologues about wanting to be happy. And it is no longer morning TV. It is morning afternoon TV. It is ill at home from school TV. This is today. This poem took 5 hours to write. I could have been doing something useful. The creative process is bizarre and pitiful. I wish sometimes that I wore brown shoes and worked in an office 9 to 5, play the postcode lottery and believe in God and drink away the pain on the weekend. One day, we will all be streamers. And no one will have a proper job, like back in the day when everybody wore grey and worked down somewhere. And the heat, and the sweat, or when you'd work your board to the grind. No. Oh no, not me, said Sinatra, so simplistically, I'll do it my way. Irrespective of the economic uncertainty. Proper jobs and the art of plumbing. Electricians and the man that climbs up the ladder to knock the grisly garden out of your guttering. That certainly isn't my cup of G fuel. The sewers will stew in magnificent heat. And as long as we're optimistic, they will remain half full. No more jobs for the ordinary people. The work is no longer the thing. Work is not as alive as your live stream, not as live as a life lost on your kill streak, not as slick as a speed run to your Twitch subs. Will you tag me when the robots come? Film me while I do my job. Film me while I brush my hair. The office is closed and we will require more ping pong tables because it all looks a little bit empty. Void of life as we know it and full of gadgets and gizmos and gigabytes, just like in the olden days. Won't someone preserve the olden ways of the bin man and the car park attendant, the receptionist and the copywriter? Or will we let them fall on hard times? Hard times! You don't know? Hard times! Hard times! Where a man has worked a job for 30 years! 30 years! And they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard times. And so, we are left with dusty roads, running out of steam, topping up worlds where you can subscribe to dream in the duality of virtual reality, in the flowing curls of a cam girl, in the thankless funk of gamer gunk, and nothing is sacred unless you read it on YouTube, watching a 15 minutes of fame being clipped at the reels and gifted around so that memes nothing and means everything. I asked my partner for a tripod, because my hands get all shaky when I look at myself, looking at myself, reflecting on the fascination of self-validation. It seems to me that time flies when you live for Fridays. When the money does the old Grandpa Simpson in the strip club meme. I don't know about you, but I think well-off people exist in a different time zone and pay for extra space like you can do on a Mac. Or so I'm told. I struggle to look the ATM in the eye because I will forever be in its debt. When I'm minus, the outlook is not positive. Sitting on your sofa thinking, Am I going to be here forever? In the physical sense, it feels like my head is outgrowing this room. I've looked online, it seems you can't buy luck, even on Amazon. Would you listen to me? Droning on. And would you pay? I'd pay you back in installments, it's just everything's going up. Except my hours. I went for a job interview. I didn't get it, but they gave me a £5 top-up voucher. It seems I'll never get the credit I deserve. All I'm asking for is a £1,000 loan with 0% interest and a repayment schedule to last until my timely death. Then the kids can deal with it. Or the council could write it off. They like doing that. Maybe I could just get a credit card and use money that is not mine to pay off money that is not mine. Better make that 2 credit cards. Double the protection, double the bubble. Maybe I could work harder and stop buying avocados. Then I could buy a house and climb up the property stepladder. Maybe I could just get a job in an office and wear brown shoes as I file important documents for the planning committee. Well, I couldn't think of anything worse than being a cog in the system. Now, if you'll excuse me, my shift starts soon.